There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Geno Smith hits his back foot. He has to leave the pocket, throws to the end zone, intercepted! Intercepted and brought out! 10, 20, down the right sideline, cutting inside midfield. It's Cam Kitchens all the way back with a flag down. 10-5, touchdown LA for a go-ahead score. End zone to end zone, it's 19-13 Rams.
Cam Kitchens had a 103-yard interception return for a touchdown over the weekend. All right, here's our new Tuesday 7:30 segment. It needs a name, unless you like Jaron Joe's Knowledge Emporium. I give Joe a homework assignment. I also gave myself one. One note from each game, like something you might need to know, you missed. Could be a fantasy stat. Could be a fun fact. Wrapping up Tuesday's week's worth of games. So, without further ado, I've got one from Rams Seahawks. Cam Kitchens, who had that 103-yard interception return for a touchdown. You notice something missing from that highlight? DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
He said he knew no one was going to catch him because DK was not on the field on that play. Right? Metcalf chased down Buda Baker for a 100-yarder.
Yeah.
So he catches that ball. He's like, I'm safe. No DK.
From that game, Tyler Lockett he's a fast player, right? You know how his mantra, how he slides a lot? Like he never takes hits and never has. He is dead last in the National Football League in yards over expected.
Wow.
Minus 41 because he just goes down. And in this game, he had a minus, I think, 20. So he had 63 yards. He probably should have had like close to 100. So, well, actually, just over 80.
Business decisions.
Also, one play from that game that do you see the touchdown Lockett scored? He ran up on a corner that wasn't ready for the play because it was an offside that the corner thought was called dead. So, smart play by Lockett there.
All right, which game you want first?
Let's go to Giants and Commanders.
I've got a great stat from Giants Commanders.
Okay, I've got a great quote from Giants Commanders. Did you see what Malik Nabers said after the game? So, he maybe is losing it with Daniel Jones. He, and maybe Dable. Nabers said after the game, I don't call the plays, so I mean, I don't know. When you run the clock out of the first half, you're scratching in the second half to try to score points as many as possible. You've got to be able to pass. You can't pick between half and half what you want to do, but like I said, I'm not the play caller. That's Malik Nabers, a rookie receiver, right after the game.
Listen,
I guess that qualifies as a shot at the coordinator. I feel like it's more a shot at his quarterback. But
Dable and Shane have to expect that. One of the things we learned in that Giants behind-the-scenes thing was drafting Nabers.
Yeah.
Was they asked him, how do you feel if you don't get the ball? And he says, I don't like it. And Dable said, I like that in a receiver. Brian Dable wants receivers to feel that way.
That's right. That's right.
So, on that game, Commanders-Giants, here's your stat of the day. Washington is averaging 42.5 yards per offensive drive. Every time they get the ball, the Commanders, in 9 weeks, average 43 yards. That is the highest ever.
Wow.
Ever. The Washington Commanders move the ball.
This is maybe why everyone wants to play for him now, apparently. Yeah. Destination, the Commanders.
Highest through weeks 1-9 ever, the Commanders offense.
Wow.
Speaking of offense, let's go to Chargers-Browns. The Chargers, there's a little bit of both sides of the coin here. The Chargers had the NFL's worst success rate on offense, and they're a good team. And yeah. Greg Roman said last Thursday about Justin Herbert, I don't think people understand the extent of what he was dealing with physically in the beginning part of the year. The Chargers at the start of the year were just handing the ball off all the time. Yeah. And in their last 3-4 games, they are now passing over expected. Herbert's healthy. You got a Quentin Johnston 100-yard game in there.
Yeah, so, he's my thing right now. He's averaging 16 yards per reception. It's down the field. 10 yards per target, which is almost double what it was last season. Like, he was a bust a year ago.
Yeah.
He was terrible. And right now, like, through 6 games, he's averaging 47 yards per game. In an offense that wasn't throwing the ball a lot at the beginning, like, that, he's having a nice season.
Yeah, now they're throwing it.
And then on Cleveland's side, what's going on there? Nick Chubb, 2.6 yards per carry.
Not a great game for him.
No,
the Charger,
I mean,
well, the Chargers' defense is great. It's what's carried them to this point in the season.
Yeah.
They've got a great defense. Raiders, Bengals, I've got something for you.
My thing on the Bengals is just that it sounds like Zach Moss is going to be out for the season, and Chase Brown, who is going to replace him, if you are looking to pick up somebody in fantasy, he's going to get the opportunities. I don't know how long it's going to last, though, because you shouldn't have waivers run today. It should be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Brown's going to be a big one if he's not already owned. He's one of the worst running backs in the league in yards over expected. I think they might trade for a guy. So I might not put all my chips in on Brown. We'll see. Maybe by today, that could be the ETN team, I think.
Okay.
By after today is the Bengals taking a look there. If they think they should add. I mean, their record is still under 500, but they should be pushing for the playoffs.
My Raiders-Bengals note is that the quietest, best ever, who doesn't have a chance to win Rookie of the Year campaign continues. Did you know Brock Bowers is one of 5 receivers and tight ends with over 300 yak yards? It's Jamar Chase, Khalil Shakir, Chris Godwin, Bowers, and I forget the other guy. 300 yak yards for Brock Bowers, who is up near the top of the league in receptions as well. He has, like, no chance to win Rookie of the Year because Jaden Daniels has probably got it locked up.
Yeah.
But he is incredible on a team that is incompetent in the Raiders.
I never even got to, my Bengals note on this. Here's the stat on the Bengals about them trading for a guy today. The Bengals have only made 2 trades for players in season in the last 52 years. 2 in-season moves in 52 years. 71 in 2020.
Bears-Cardinals. I mentioned we just went to the Raiders. The Raiders fired their offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy. The Bears have the same yards per play as the Raiders.
Wow.
Caleb Williams, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, DeAndre Swift. They have the same yards per play as a team that just fired their offensive coordinator who has nobody over there.
So what I've got on the Bears is...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Highest inaccurate target percentage in the NFL
Caleb Williams.
Highest for receivers. What percentage of your targets are just uncatchable. DJ Moore, 10th highest in the league. Keenan Allen, 8th highest in the league. Roma Dunze, 6th highest in the league. Their top three receivers are all in the top 10 for uncatchable pass rate. Like, they don't even have a chance.
And I've seen...
And Dunze is number 6.
But Caleb Williams has had really two really good games, and both came against the bottom two pass defenses in football.
Did you see the video of DJ Moore walking off the field?
I did see that. Yes. Mid-play.
Like... Right. Mid-play. Williams is scrambling around.
He thinks,
out of here.
He thinks the ball's getting thrown away or Williams running out of bounds, and he just walks off the field.
In the middle of the play, it's so weird.
Patriots-Titans, Drake May. The touchdown pass that tied the game, May scrambled for 11.8 seconds on that play. It's the second longest time to throw in the next-gen stats era, second only to Jaden Daniels' Hail Mary from like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So we've got the two longest scramble times of the next-gen stats era in the last 2 weeks.
Tony Pollard this year, running back wise, in the first, I think it's six rounds, is the highest fantasy points over expected guy in the league. Fantasy points over draft position. So right now, Pollard, where you drafted him and where he's been, like, he might end up being a league winner for teams. Per game this season, Pollard is 14th amongst fantasy running backs, and he's doing it on a horrible offense. So Pollard is one of those guys that if you draft him in fantasy, it's been going really well. He's been very good this year. And that was, you know why he was drafted, Lace? Because it's like, oh, it's going to be a split.
With Pollard and Tajay Spears. And that guy doesn't play.
He just doesn't exist.
And he's hurt.
Yeah.
Broncos Ravens. Blowout for the Ravens. Their offense is one of the best ever also. NFL insider Tom Pelissero says the Broncos could trade Cortland Sutton still. His name, he's been in trade rumors all year. He's good. He's consistently putting up numbers in that offense.
Yeah.
He did add, Tom Pelissero, the price would not be cheap, but keep an eye on Cortland Sutton on the move today.
Okay. Bo Nix, by the way, 1 of 1 on contested targets on the year. I looked. They counted that touchdown as a contested catch.
Nice. He leads the NFL in PPR points from inside the five, Bo Nix. PPR
what?
Format. Because all things included. Yeah,
he leads the league inside the five?
He leads the league in PPR.
That's just a rushing stat, too, isn't it?
It's rushing, it's receiving, it's touchdown, rushing touchdowns. Saints-Panthers, Timo Risk of PFF had this. The Saints are a team that would probably really like to tear down. They never do. And in this case, they can't sell pieces because their cap is so screwed. They can't even sell.
All right.
And they fired their coach yesterday. Good luck hiring a good coach. The Saints have been, you know. The Saints are the cautionary tale about cap jail. Most fan bases fear cap jail. It's really only the Saints that are stuck in it forever.
Well, because they go nuts with it. Another fantasy note for you from this game. Taysom Hill's been a tight end one in 6 of his last 8 games. And he's owned in like 40% of leagues.
His cap hits like $18 million. Jags-Eagles. Here's a stat for you on the Jaguars and how bad they are. 3 times this year, the Jaguars have given up fantasy football's highest scoring quarterback, and every quarterback to play the Jaguars, that quarterback has gone above his season average in fantasy points. The only one that didn't was Jordan Love, who left the game early. That's how bad the Jags are.
I saw, so this on the Eagles, Jalen Hurts leads the National Football League in touchdown passes of 20-plus yards this season. He has 7 on the year. There is a lot happening down the field. In fact, during the last 4 weeks, this is more down the field for Hurts, on air yard throws of 10-plus yards, Jalen Hurts is 20 of 29, 500 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's playing really well lately. See the pass he threw to Devontae Smith on that touchdown?
It's a heck of a catch. The catch is incredible.
But he's been dealing lately, Hurts has.
Lions-Packers, Jared Goff becomes the first quarterback ever to win 3 straight at Lambeau as a road quarterback. Goff.
I had this written down. I forgot to update it. Are they still doing the thing with more touchdowns than incompletions?
Yes. Okay. Still going. 6 games deep now.
Yep. Which is an NFL record.
Yep.
4 was the record before.
Colts-Vikings. The Colts, in their trip to Minnesota with Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback, had 0 red zone trips.
Not one. I mean, I watched that game. I guess that's not surprising.
Bills play the Colts this week. Shane Steichen said that Flacco is their quarterback for the rest of the year. They had 0 red zone trips in Minnesota.
Yeah. From that game, Justin Jefferson, I saw reviewing, there was a fantasy debate at the end of that night. Would they count his passing yard? He threw a 22-yard pass in this game. Did you see the play? He threw it back across the field. It was almost backwards. And there was some debate on whether or not they were going to reverse that as a stat correction. Because then he wouldn't get credit. He wouldn't get credit for the catch or for the pass. And that would have been like a point and a half, depending on your format. So that was one of those stat corrections that did not end up happening. But it looked backwards to me. But they ended up counting it.
Cowboys-Falcons, the only game left. You know how we do Mr. Brightside?
Yeah.
In Atlanta, I've got video of Kirk Cousins talking about this. They do this thing called swag surfing. And the whole stadium, I guess they started doing this in Kansas City last year too, which makes me immediately hate it. But we have Mr. Brightside in Atlanta. It's swag surfing. This group is from Atlanta. And the whole stadium rocks back and forth and yells, swag surfing. It looks like Wisconsin Stadium doing the jump around. Yeah. The whole stadium rocking.
Yeah.
Atlanta's having a fun year.
If you missed it from that game, McCarthy is starting to lose his mind. He slammed a tablet in that game after an incompletion on a fourth down. So McCarthy is starting to show his emotion a little bit, which is rare for him, I feel like, at least at that level. And when I say slam, go find the video. He smashed this thing on the ground.
Harder than Jason Kelce smashed that dude's phone?
No.
Okay, because Jason Kelce...
That was harder.
He apologized for that last night, and he should not have. Jeremy and Joe's Knowledge Emporium, or we've already got one suggesting it's the Knowledge Overload. Maybe. It's a lot in there. Lindy Ruff at 8 o'clock. Chris Trapasso, 9 o'clock. It's NFL Trade Deadline Day. For continuing coverage, of course, Election Day. Our sister station, News Radio, 930 WBEN. Hang out with us. Give us a call. Lindy, coming up at 8 o'clock.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.